Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to TorCast.
We're here. Get ready for a whole big bag of salt.
Yeah.
Old bag of salt.
The two of us are very irritated right now.
Before we get there, I'm going to let you know. This episode is brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in the Gateway Plaza, right next to the, across the street from the Martins, kind of. I guess it's a street. Right off Route 7. Mm-hmm. 60-cent jumbo wings on Sundays. Go in there. Get your 60-cent jumbo wings. Watch football.
They're huge.
We're recording this on a Sunday.
We are, for the first time.
So
have you done this before?
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But if you hear us get distracted, that's because we're watching Red Zone.
We are.
And NFL is about to kick off.
Yep.
So if you hear us like go, ooh, or ah, we're going to be talking about some touchdowns maybe. Also, featured at American Classic Bar and Grill, three sliders, $5.49. You can either get hamburger, cheeseburger, pulled pork, or steak and cheese. Any combination of those three for $5.49.
What's your favorite?
I like cheeseburger. I like steak and cheese a lot. I would probably go two cheeseburgers, steak and cheese, something like that. Are you going to do three hamburgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might change up to a cheeseburger.
But no matter what you want, it's $5.49.
Exactly.
Yeah, or you can have it anyway.
Cheap.
There you go. American Classic Bar and Grill. Sponsors every week. Thanks again for sponsoring us every week. We love it there. Locally owned and operated place. Great staff.
Yep.
But more importantly, it's good food. It's good friends. It's good times. American Classic Bar and Grill. Get ready for the sports, everybody.
Yeah.
Here we go.
First, like, subscribe, comment. Any feedback would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's getting a little better week in week now. We're getting questions and
we've got another fan question this week, so we'll get to that a little later after we get through the sports and some other things. But yeah, actually make sure you rate us on iTunes. Make sure you download and listen. Yep. Give us feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. We will talk about it.
Maurice Jones-Drew is a fat little dude.
Well, that's what happens when you don't fucking play and your boy get washed up.
But he's really small.
He's always been small. That's why they call him Pocket Hercules.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
sorry.
Man, he put on some weight. Yeah, we got Red Zone on or something. So here we go. So, Shane.
Gage.
I know you're going to... We got a lot to say here.
You want to start? Because
I want to start. I want to open up with this quote from Urban Meyer.
From 2006.
From 2006. You might know Urban Meyer as the head coach of the Ohio State University.
You about to say United States
University. United States University. Ohio State University. Urban Meyer said back in 2006 regarding, this was about Michigan being number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said. Quote, if you don't win your conference, you shouldn't be playing for a national championship. Now, with that said, the committee for the college playoffs just released the teams 6 minutes ago.
Yep.
Hit me with a chain.
One, of course, is Alabama, undefeated. We all
do. That was no argument.
No.
Alabama's in. No
two,
problem.
The ACC champs who've been in the top four pretty much all year, Clemson. Sure.
They jumped to two.
No argument there whatsoever. The number four.
Number four team.
We're going to skip three.
Okay.
Four, Washington, the Pac-12 champs at 11-1.
Best record in football, other than undefeated Alabama.
I have no problem with that. The number three team, Ohio State.
The Ohio State University.
Yes. Did they have three wins over teams ranked in the top 10?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
They did not win their own division in their conference, nor did they win their conference title. But they get to play for a shot at the national championship. Wow. The conference champions of the Big Ten, who came out of the Big Ten East with Michigan and Ohio State, finished fifth.
Now, let's rewind that a little bit. Didn't play for the national championship. So they didn't just not win it. They didn't play.
They didn't get to the conference title game.
Yeah.
Not national title, conference title.
Sure, right. And then rewinding a little further than that, Urban Meyer, their head coach,
says if you don't
play for it,
you shouldn't be for the national title.
No, not that you don't just play for it. You didn't win it. You shouldn't play for the national title.
Yeah.
So, should Ohio State be three? Should they be in the playoff for the national championship? Over Penn State.
No.
No, they shouldn't be. They absolutely should not be.
Penn State beat them head-to-head.
Mark number one.
Penn State won their division.
Won the championship, the conference.
Well, division, then conference.
You know what I mean,
But they have two losses.
Two losses. One to a Pitt team. Who else did they lose to?
Michigan.
Okay.
They lost to Pitt, who won eight games, who beat Clemson, who's number two.
Yeah, the second team in the country.
But I don't know if you caught it. When they announced it and showed Penn State was ahead of Michigan, I think Joe Galloway went, well, Michigan beat them by 30. Michigan finished third in their own division in their conference and is still the sixth-ranked team in the country in the final ranking.
Yeah.
They're going to play in the fucking Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Why? Why?
Ohio? Why? The committee basically said two things today.
Yes.
Strength of schedule don't mean shit. Doesn't because matter. Washington got in and played scrubs in the out-of-conference schedule.
Doesn't matter.
And it don't matter if you win a conference championship. All you have to do is win games. So why the fuck is not Western Michigan
Western ranked? Michigan
is undefeated.
Won the MAC championship.
Yep.
Undefeated 12-0.
Undefeated.
How are they not? They're only ranked like 15. And I understand it's a MAC school. It's a small school. Do they have a chance against those schools? Probably fucking not. But going off of how Ohio State got in, how are they not there? How can you not have Western Michigan in there? I would like to know, college committee. How can you not take the
strength
other?
Strength of schedule.
Oh, sorry.
But Washington's in, Penn State's not. Penn State's one of their...
They had a better strength of schedule.
They beat Ohio State, who's number three.
Right.
They beat the American Athletic Conference champion in Temple.
Do you think they flipped a coin?
Between Penn State and Washington?
Do you think they flipped a fucking coin?
No. Because I think what they'll tell you is they lost to a Pitt team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost handily to Michigan.
Right.
If I have a feeling if that Michigan loss wouldn't have been a blowout.
Maybe by 10 points or a score.
They probably would have.
Been four.
Mm-hmm. Which is fucked up because Washington at 11-1. Again, Pac-12 champs.
Sure.
According to their FPI or whatever, the division that Washington plays in the Pac-12 is the second toughest division in football. Cool. Can you name another team in that division?
And which one?
The Pac-12 North.
Pac-12 North.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon?
Who had four wins?
Oregon State? Who wasn't very good either. Awful bad. Where's Hawaii? They're down in the North.
Stanford.
Okay. But again, none of these teams did anything this year.
No.
Oregon just fired their coach.
Who's Washington's best win? USC? With three losses?
It's got to be USC. Right?
It has to be. Pull it up? Yeah. But it has to be. And I'm not arguing that Washington doesn't deserve to be in. I think they do. Because they're 11-1 and they're the Pac-12 champs.
Right.
My argument is fucking Ohio State doesn't. 5-6 should have been Ohio State and Michigan.
They lost to USC.
That's their only loss.
Yeah. They lost 26-13.
Who the fuck's their best win then?
Utah?
It has to be Utah.
It has to be Utah. Or, I mean, they beat Colorado.
Well, Colorado.
I mean, that's a championship too.
Colorado was 8th when they beat Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, they beat the shit out of Cal, beat the shit out of Oregon, which looks good on paper, but Oregon was not a good team this year.
No.
I mean, if you have
only.
Yeah. I mean, if you're paying
attention.
They
beat up on everybody, didn't they?
Look, just about, other than USC, obviously. The closest game is Utah by 7. After that, Arizona.
I believe that was at Utah, too, so it was on the road.
Yep, on the road at Utah, on the road at Arizona.
And please, dude, I am not trying to sit here and argue Washington should not be in. I believe they should be.
They're a great team.
I don't think they... I think they're going to get destroyed. And disclaimer, I cannot stand Alabama.
Sure.
Anyone knows me who's an Alabama fan, we have a few friends. No, I fucking hate Alabama.
Okay.
They're going to blow Washington out.
They're going to ruin them. Ruin them.
I think the spread should be 20 at least.
Think so?
In the national semifinals, the spread's going to probably be 20.
That's pretty sizable.
Washington should have been 3.
Yeah.
Penn State should have been 4.
Should have been 4.
Do I think Penn State can beat Alabama?
I do.
I don't know if anybody can beat Alabama. Bama's really good.
Sure.
Really good.
Yeah.
I think Penn State has a way better chance than Washington.
Yes, they do.
And I think they have a better chance than, unfortunately, being an ACC guy than Clemson. I don't think Clemson can beat Alabama after watching them all season. But you basically told us today, schedule powder puffs, win games, and fuck your conference.
Well, I mean, you still have to win your conference games. However, you can schedule your first, like, 6 games against nobody.
Right. And just win games.
Yeah. You can do exactly what
anyone okay, does. So they played an Oklahoma team beginning of the year. Oklahoma's not very good.
Not a great team.
I mean, they're in the top 10, but they can't beat the top 5 teams.
Right. And if you've seen a lot of the top 10 matchups, a lot of them haven't been close.
No, they're usually blowouts one way or the other.
Yeah.
They should have probably lost to Michigan. So, okay. So, if Ohio State loses to Michigan,
okay,
they're out.
I mean, have to be.
Same thing happens. Well, if, yeah, same thing. All that happens. No. Michigan would have been in the title game. So, Michigan would have been the fourth team. Penn State would have got screwed.
Yeah.
Because they needed Ohio State to win, and then they blew out Michigan State.
That's right. They got in this position because everything worked out. That's now, why Penn State was even considered.
2 years ago, the original one, TCU was 3.
Yeah.
Going into the final rankings. Mm-hmm. Big 12 does not have a conference title game.
Weren't they undefeated?
They didn't lose.
Okay. Considered one of the best teams in football.
Right. And they were. They blew out. Was it the Fiesta Bowl or the Rose Bowl? They blew somebody out to prove a point.
I think it was Fiesta Bowl. So, oh, I thought it was. No, it might have been. I don't fucking know.
Look it up.
I'm thinking it's the Rose Bowl now.
Ohio State goes to the Big Ten title game.
What did you say? 2012?
No. 2 years ago. So 2014?
14.
Goes, blows out Wisconsin by like 40. So they sneak into the fourth spot. If Penn State would have blown out Wisconsin yesterday, are they the fourth team today?
If Penn State would have blown out Wisconsin?
Instead of struggling, having to battle all the way back from being down 21 to barely win, if they blow Wisconsin out, do they get in?
I mean, you're asking a guy who thinks Penn State should be in regardless.
Right.
So it's hard for me to say.
Would that have put them in over Washington in your eyes?
I think they're better than Washington now.
I do too.
And
I'm actually a little shocked they didn't go with Penn State, because Penn State's a blue blood and they're gonna bring fucking people.
Yeah, you're gonna get people to travel.
So now you're expecting Washington to, and call it East Coast bias, call it what you want.
Where's that first game take place?
It's the Peach Bowl.
Which
it's the Peach Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, I think, are the first two games.
Peach Bowl takes place in Atlanta.
Yeah. It's in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah. I should have just known that off the top of my head. TCU in 2014 beat Ole Miss 42-3.
So you put Ohio State in after a dominating Big Ten championship win. That year, they said when it's close, it comes down to if you win a conference championship, you should be ahead of teams that don't. So you basically put Ohio State in solely because they beat Michigan and they beat Oklahoma.
For the record, TCU wasn't undefeated that year. That was the year they lost to Baylor, 61-58.
So they were 12-1?
Yeah. Maybe, still ranked third overall.
Maybe it was Baylor then.
Baylor was...
the undefeated team that got snipped.
Well, they were 11-2 that year. You still think of the right same year? College football's weird. Whatever.
But that year, they said the conference championship matters.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It just doesn't. Shane, it just doesn't.
I work with a lot of people that love. They love college football.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand it. Damn the NFL all you want.
Uh-huh.
But usually the best teams make the playoffs.
Yep.
And the best teams win.
Yep.
It's not... In the NFL, you go out, you win games, you get in. Yeah. It's not...
It's as easy as that. It's not literally that easy.
Fucking people sitting in a room, and I'm sorry, Condoleezza Rice should not be picking the fucking college football playoff.
She should not be.
What credentials does that lady... And I'm sure
She doesn't have a show on iTunes.
Yeah, right? What credentials does that lady have to pick college football games?
I think she is a college football fan. I think...
We're fans, too. That don't mean we have the right to do it.
That is true.
The BCS, the playoff, I can't get into college football. It's bad. I can't.
I mean, I love college football. I watch the shit out of it.
I can't. And the way the rules and stuff are, that's why I am the way I am with the NFL sometimes. It's just like...
Well, going back to the NFL, there was a AFC 10-6 team that didn't get in the playoffs silly a couple years ago just because of how the wild card works. But, hey...
Yeah, but didn't I go to like the sixth tiebreaker to decide who got
in? Yeah, they didn't win their division either. So,
You win your division, you're in. I truly believe you have to win a conference title to qualify for the playoff. And the Big Ten argued this when they put it in. You should not be able.
Here's the thing. Top six features three Big Ten teams.
Yep.
The team that won the Big Ten
didn't get in.
They didn't get in. They won. They held up the trophy that said, we're a Big Ten champs, right?
And they got passed by another Big Ten school.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you told that to anyone on this fucking street, what would they say?
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
If I told my mom
doesn't watch sports. Right. She's not a sports fan.
Right.
If I told that to my mom, I was like, Mom, if you would, but she understands it. Okay.
Anyone understands that.
You have a conference championship.
Yes.
And that a team wins it.
Yeah.
But they're behind a team that didn't win it.
Yeah.
She probably look at me and go, well, that doesn't make any sense.
That make any fucking sense.
All because they beat Michigan and Oklahoma?
What big fucking deal.
Michigan's got two losses. Somebody else beat them too.
Yeah. Fucking A. I don't.
And you can't tell me that it's wrong to require conference titles because usually the best four teams are going to be conference champs.
Usually.
Now, granted, Ohio State's probably are one of the best four teams in the country.
Yeah.
I've watched Ohio State play. But the precedents you have set in years past, they should not be in the Final Four. They could not win their conference.
These are the kind of arguments we had when the BCS was around.
Yep.
So I'm considering, fuck it, bring it back.
At least with the fucking computer system, you could justify why.
Yeah.
You had your seven categories, and this is why.
But now you have subjective ruling.
You have people.
you have someone going, well, I don't know.
It's like Herbstreit said. You're going to we're arguing for Penn State.
Yes.
So any way possible, we're going to shoot holes through Ohio State and Washington's resume. But we're
also recognizing Ohio State's a really good fucking team.
I think they are one of the best four teams in the country, but the precedent you have set, they shouldn't be in the Final Four.
Right.
I think they had the best shot of those four teams to beat Bama.
Sure. They do. I agree.
But they shouldn't be there.
They shouldn't
because
be there.
Their conference champion is behind them.
And it's seemingly that Penn State has more, you know, green checks than red X's on their resume to get into the Final Four there.
Your two losses are to a 10-win Michigan team and an 8-win
Pitt
team who beat the number 2 team.
Yeah.
At home. Went to Clemson and beat Pitt.
Yeah.
Went to Clemson and beat them. Yeah. Sorry.
College football, why you fucked up?
Oh, my God.
Why you fucked up college football?
I don't get it. I shouldn't care. I don't have a horse in the race. Carolina's not that good of a football program.
Miami was good at the beginning of the year.
But
and they've lost.
It just makes me so... Because I have a lot of friends who are Penn State fans.
Same. My old roommate in college, Sean, if you're listening, I'd feel for you, man. Yeah. We've met.
We came down for New Year's, man.
Big old Sean, huge Penn State fan. Dude.
Sorry, man.
Robbed.
Yeah.
Robbed. ESPN robbed you. Well, the committee robbed you. ESPN told you got robbed.
And my thing is, you know, we joke about how money's driven.
But it's not a joke half the time. Because it's true.
But honestly, if it really was, Penn State would have been it. Because of the, like we were talking before we went live here.
Yeah.
Is Washington's got to come all the way across the country.
They do.
They're not going to bring the fans that Penn State right up in Pennsylvania is going to bring.
No. I mean, they'll try.
You're still going to Georgia. You're going to SEC country to play fucking Alabama.
But it's not like going to the fucking Rose Bowl and having a split fucking section where one's all white and then one's all red or whatever.
I like that about the Rose Bowl.
That's great, right? They split the stadium.
It's
one of the best looking pictures on there. But you're not going to get that in the fucking Peach Bowl with Washington. How many people are going to be wearing purple in Washington in the Peach Bowl?
It's going to be a lot of maroon. It's like
one section.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of maroon.
My God.
Now Ohio State and Clemson will probably be mixed.
It'll kind of blend in
because it's red and orange.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to tell much of a difference.
Fucking no. But, I mean, Washington's got to go to Georgia. What state is Georgia next to? Alabama. it's right there. Like you fucked up. You fucked up. The college committee's fucked up. Penn State, you should be in. If it's up to me, Penn State's in.
And we have probably as many qualifications as half those fucking people.
We got a show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play.
Let us pick the four.
I'll pick it.
Yeah, fuck it.
And you know what? If they get mad at me, I ain't care.
No, I don't give a shit. I still get paid.
Well, yeah.
And those 14 people don't, I mean, they don't care.
They don't. And that's the thing. They should keep that as anonymous as possible, just in case. It's like jury duty.
The only way it's justified now is if Penn State goes to the Rose Bowl and lays an egg. Then they can say, well, you see why we didn't put him in.
Yeah.
I
don't see it happening, but.
Because they're probably going to end up playing Southern Cal. And they're going to prove a point.
If they go in there and whip the shit out of them.
And Washington gets blown out by Bama.
I hope every college committee voter feels like shit. I hope that they go in just like a fucking gang and beat the shit out of whatever team they get.
Does this make you want to watch the Washington-Bama game hoping Washington gets destroyed?
I don't have to watch that game to know that's going to happen.
Well, I know.
I understand Washington's a good team. They're not Bama good.
Now, what? This is a big what if.
Okay. If Washington wins, throw all this out. Throw all this away. If Washington wins, we'll come back on here and be like, okay,
we'll eat crow. We will eat crow.
You got it. And I'm not saying.
Because the year they screwed TCU, they put Ohio State in and Ohio State won the national title.
Right. And I don't think I'm going to go out on a limb here. There's no Washington fans listening to this. There could be, but there's probably not.
Slim to none.
But if you are, I'm not shitting on your team.
No, we just. I think Washington should have.
You're fine.
Should be it. I'm not arguing, like I've said it a couple times. I'm not arguing Washington at 11-1 in the Pac-12 champions do not deserve to be in the playoff.
Right.
They should be the 3
mm-hmm.
or stay at 4 and Penn State should be the other one.
Ohio State is the team that should be out.
Right.
And again, Ohio State, it's great. You have a great team.
You're one of the best 4 teams. You just did not win your conference title. I don't believe you should be in.
You didn't do the thing you taught your coach to do. I mean, you won almost all your games.
But you didn't win the one that mattered.
You didn't even get to play in the one that mattered. Not that you didn't win it. You weren't even there because you lost to Penn State. So you fucked up. College committee's fucked up. And I have a lot of Ohio State fans as friends. They're probably listening.
Probably.
You should be out. You got any more college? You want any more college football stuff? Let me see if anything popped up before we move on to NFL here. Hope you guys like sports this week.
Yeah.
You caught us on a Sunday where shit's getting crazy. Let's see.
You got 30 seconds here till Red Zone kicks off. 7 hours of commercial-free coverage with Scott Hansen.
We're doing it.
We should tag him in this.
Scott Hansen.
Tag fucking Red Zone in it.
I know he listens. Let's see. I don't know who's saying this here. I think it's a quote from someone that was on the committee for voting. It says, we come back to our mission. This is a quote. We come back to our mission, and that's to select the 4 very best teams in football. Conference championship is only one piece. So they barely considered it. They looked at it and said, yeah, that's nice. It's not what it takes. So that's fucking unbelievable.
Ethan's pulling a Kelly right now.
Why?
I think he might Secret Santa, he needs help.
Okay.
So I'm guessing sure, no, you're not one of the girls.
Yeah, you're fine. I don't get it.
I want you to tell me right now,
mm-hmm.
Penn State's not one of the best 4 teams in the country. The way they're playing right now, the whole country's behind Penn State.
Yes.
If you put them at 4 against Alabama, that would probably be the highest rated college football playoff in 3 years.
Probably.
I would have sat down and watched it.
Yeah.
I have no fucking desire to sit down and watch Washington, Alabama.
No. But I like Penn State. I'm a supporter.
I would have watched that whole game. Unless it turned into a blowout.
Again, I think Penn State is better than Washington. I think they're in the top 4.
I do, but again, we are not arguing Washington out of the top 4.
Right. The team that should be out is Ohio State.
Yes. Washington should still be in the top 4.
Yeah.
I just don't think they stand any prayer against Alabama.
Let's move on.
How long was that?
Let me see. There's some dead air in there, too, so I might pull it out. That was about 23 minutes. Holy. So we're not going to spend too long on the rest of the stuff here, but we might. It depends on how heated we get here in a second. If you can hear my voice here, I'm starting to lose it, so I'm going to try and power through this as best possible. That's why this episode's coming out late, so we're sick this week.
Yeah.
Every one of us, so we didn't do an episode.
Much, yeah, except for John. It's kind of weird. Me, you, and Aunt got sick, and we probably spent the most time together.
Yep. Here we go. Some NFL news. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker wants to change some kickoff ruling.
He wants to give you a point if you kick through the uprights on kickoff.
Should we do that?
Fuck it. Why not?
That's 70 yards. Okay.
In a game, no. Fantasy, you should get a point for it.
Okay. I say, yeah. You kick it through the upright like that. That's a fucking hell of a kick. Kick through the uprights.
As long as there's not a penalty, yes. Like where they move the kickoff.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
Fuck it. Add a little excitement.
Do it. Justin Tucker, you're right.
Because kickoffs are boring as fuck.
Yeah, because usually they end, well, not like this. This is bad.
Oh, that was short.
That was a bad example there.
We're watching the kickoffs.
The NFL Chiefs, games have just started.
Atlanta game here.
Normally they're touchbacks.
Yeah, usually out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, they're trying. Ooh. Oh, look at the snow in Green Bay.
Oh, of course. I took Lamar Miller.
Moving on.
Touchback. Shocking.
Jeff Fisher signs an extension this morning, which this extension's been done for a little while. They finally come out and signed it. Also, the GM signed an extension today, too. How do you feel about Jeff Fisher?
I want to backtrack a little bit. Louisville's women coach came out and started talking about how kids are today.
Yes.
You know, we're considered millennials.
Okay.
We
are considered. Yeah, I don't know that I identify as one. But
no, I try not to. We grew up millennials.
If you call me one, I won't get offended.
No.
I'm not going to argue.
And he basically said that kids are weak because they don't know how to be losers. And he called his own team losers because they just lost. And how every kid, whether you finish first or your team doesn't win a game, you go home with a nice shiny trophy.
Yes.
I'm about to have a kid next month.
Congratulations.
I have three little cousins who are into sports.
Mm-hmm.
This participation trophy bullshit is stupid. And I will get to Jeff Fisher. It'll all wrap around.
Yeah, we got some Jeff Fisher stuff.
So you basically are rewarding kids for failure, for losing.
Right.
And being happy to lose. You should never... You're going to lose. You're going to lose in life at times,
unless
too.
Unless you're Ezekiel Elliott. That dude's been winning forever.
I'm sure he's lost at times, too.
He's lost at least three times that I can know.
Right? If you don't win, mm-hmm. you shouldn't get a trophy.
Probably not.
Which brings me to Jeff Fisher.
Here's Jeff Fisher. You want me to hit you with some Jeff Fisher stats before you start?
Can you please... Yeah, what's his win-loss record in St. Louis?
Here we go. If the Rams lose today at New England, good chance.
Highly probable.
Jeff Fisher will have just six winning seasons and 22 total. His last season over 500 was 2008. In the last 6 years, the Chicago Cubs have more World Series titles than Jeff Fisher has winning seasons. Jeff Fisher has all-time losses in the NFL.
He's second.
Second all-time losses, but has played 200 less games. Or something like that. It's real close to that.
Oh, it's a wide margin.
I'll look it up. You start.
And he was rewarded today,
mm-hmm.
officially, with a contract extension for 2 more years.
2 more years.
You rewarded him for losing.
And you rewarded him, but you're robbing your own fans.
You basically, the Rams organization just told the fans in Los Angeles that we're going to lose again. And we're okay with that. You need to be okay with this, that we're going to continue to lose.
All right, I think I was way off.
I don't know how.
20 less games, not 200. But he's two off the record.
You can continuously reward people for failure, for losing, but it's society. We are okay. Well, you went out and did your best. That's cool.
Right.
You need to build your kids' confidence up.
Is Jeff Fisher a millennial?
He's treated like that.
But no, this you're robbing the Rams fans. The Rams, you just moved your team. You're trying to get a new city behind you. Everyone's glad to see you back in LA. Keeping Jeff Fisher around when things aren't getting better, you're not gonna get that. You're gonna lose what you started. And then Jeff Fisher's gonna walk.
I don't know who scored, but the Falcons.
That's the Falcons scored. Looks like Freeman, Coleman. No, it's that little receiver from last week. That was a flag anyway.
Coleman.
Anyway,
sorry.
You're gonna lose your fan base. You have a new stadium opening up soon too, and you're gonna open up with Jeff Fisher led Rams. Yeah, you gotta win games somehow, and you know what? You just drafted a new quarterback. Oh, hold on. Oh, we're getting there. Sorry, the Ravens are in the red zone. We can't do this watching football. This is too distracting. You're robbing your fans out of it.
You got to
make a change somewhere. They gave Tavon Austin a fucking contract extension. He's only hurting the passing game. If you look at the stats, the quarterback situation. They drafted a guy in the first round. They don't even think he's ready to play anytime soon. And like he's playing now because he has to.
Yeah.
Because you've been so bad.
Because Keaton was just horrible.
How do you not get rid of Jeff Fisher? You got to stop and start at the top, right? But you give your GM and your coach a 2-year extension?
Yep.
Doesn't... No. They're wrong. This is wrong.
They're rewarding him for losing.
So much wrong with football today.
Hey, the college football playoff.
Get in the end zone. Terrence West, touchdown. Boom. Let's move on.
Oh, the Chargers are more likely going to move to LA too because their new stadium deal got turned down.
Yep. Shocker. Not surprised. Good luck, Chargers.
Poor LA fans.
Last bit of NFL news I have. Colin Kaepernick's to void his contract at the end of the year to be a free agent after 2016.
Who signs him?
Who signs Colin Kaepernick? The Rams.
Cleveland.
Cleveland? They could use some help. The Rams aren't going to sign him because of the quarterback they just drafted. Well, fuck, Carson Palmer retires and go to Arizona. It won't, yeah. If Houston didn't spend so much money on Brock, because Brock's rated worse than...
He's worse than Fitzpatrick.
He's worse than Fitzpatrick.
Interception game.
He's worse than one of the Cleveland quarterbacks, too. I forget which one. I got no more sports news. Anything else?
No, I think we've...
Covered it. We hit the 30-minute mark, so that's usually our sports news mark. So, not a lot of college football talk on the show, but here it was today. Let's move on. Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Uh-oh.
Gonna need a phrase, or country or something, or city, or whatever. Let's do, what does college pull up? Anything? Let's see.
Speaking of the Rams.
No, here they are. Oh. Oh, no.
Look at the big boy.
Good. There goes LeGarrette Blount. Was that? Yeah. They're boy. Fucking bad. That was on 4th and 1.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
2 years, man. Two more years.
College doesn't pull up anything. Let's do Rams pull up anything? No?
What about Jeff Fisher?
I can look at Jeff Fisher. Probably be nothing. Nope. Nothing. Let's see.
Cincinnati?
Let's do Cincinnati. Cincinnati surprise?
Uh-oh.
Okay. What do you think of Cincinnati surprises? This isn't even gross. It's just funny to me. Well, it's a little gross. What do you think?
I have no idea. I've never been to Cincinnati, so I don't know. Can't give it.
Oh, no, hold on. Okay. Actually, we're going to read the Cincinnati A-bomb instead. Cincinnati A-bomb instead. Anything on this one? Flex your little creativity over there.
Something out what probably do with farting?
Nope.
Oh.
Cincinnati A-bomb, when in the standing 69 position, the guy holding the girl ejaculates and immediately drops her on her head. Just fucking right to the floor.
Tombstones.
A little tombstone, yeah. John broke Tina's neck when he pulled the Cincinnati A-bomb on her last night. Goddamn.
So did he pull out and blah and then drop her?
Nope. She probably had a little surprise and then a concussion. Oh. Surprise and then concussion. So there you go, Cincinnati A bomb. Try it at home, I guess. Probably not.
No.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, no. You can lay on the bed and do the exact same thing.
Man, I'm so sick. I'm losing my voice. That's all it is. That's where I'm at. This part of the sickness.
Yeah. Right.
Here we go. Guardians of the Galaxy trailer just came out yesterday. Teaser number 2.
Yes, it did.
A little more featured. We got to see more Baby Groot in there.
Yep.
What did you think of the trailer?
I'm stoked.
Really?
I'm so excited for this movie.
I am as well.
I told the wife laying in bed last night. We were talking about it.
Sure.
And I told her, I was like, the Guardians is probably Marvel's best franchise.
I like the Guardians movie better than all the other Marvel movies. Out of that, with the Marvel Extended Universe, out of that little movie house.
Doctor Strange was really good.
And not to take anything away from Doctor Strange. I thought Guardians was the best one.
I did too.
So the second movie gets me excited. It had the same kind of feel in the trailer for it. And for whatever reason, a lot of the writing for the Marvel movies is usually about the same. And I don't like the jokes and I don't get into all that. The Guardians movie gets me. Something about Rocket and the relationship they have and like how dumb Drac can be, or Dax, whatever his name is.
Drax,
yeah.
Batista plays that character so well.
He does a good job. And then Chris Pratt's just great all around, too.
The girl that plays Gamora is good, too.
What was her name? Zoe Deschan? That's not her. What's her name?
Zaldania
or something?
I don't know.
Sorry. We're going to guess.
What was your favorite part about it?
The trailer? That's I like it when Rocket asks for tape.
We don't have any tape. Yeah. You go with a bomb strapped to your back.
And of course, when Groot runs away with the bomb, that's nice. I mean, the Groot stuff's that's gonna be cute and fun. And everybody, Groot was. I mean, I think everybody fell in love with Groot after what he did in the first movie.
Well, yeah. And then you see him pop up at the end. He's just a little tree. And now he's an actual.
No, it's all fun. I like it. And then Rocket Raccoon's a great character, regardless. And I liked him since playing video games for Marvel vs. Capcom.
I can't wait. My biggest excitement is for Infinity Wars when Star-Lord shows up and he has the interaction with Robert Downey Jr. Chris Pratt and Robert Downey Jr. on the same screen again.
Sure.
I think that's going to be really good.
I mean, that's going to take a lot of fucking money to make that movie.
That movie's going to make a lot of money.
You're going to have to pay a lot of people.
You got to think. They're all signed to do multiple movies on their contracts, so.
Sure. Is Lamar Miller hurt? Yep, he sure is.
There went FanDuel.
There you go. Lost your money.
I hope that was only the $2 one, not the $5 one.
Damn. I'm excited for Guardians.
Next year's going to be a good year.
That's the next year movie?
Yeah, it's May.
Okay.
Spider-Man's in July?
I want to see the Spider-Man trailer that's supposed to come out with Star Wars.
And Episode 8 trailer's supposed to come out with Star Wars, too.
Really? They already have a fucking trailer for it, too? I mean, I know they started shooting months and months and months ago, so I'm sure they've got a decent... I'm sure it's nothing, like, super intricate. It might be like the first trailer we got for Guardians might be that small, but... They just wanted, like, hey, just so you know, Star Wars Episode 8's next year. Mm-hmm. Don't forget. We got a fumble.
That's a return for a touchdown.
God, I didn't start green. Okay. We're distracted with football.
I thought the Groot thing with the bomb was really good.
It's the best.
Don't put I am Groot. No.
Yeah.
I am Groot. No.
It's great. I like it a lot. And I like that they're not changing up Groot. Like, he's not saying anything else.
No, I am Groot.
They're sticking with that.
That's going to be that'll be their top selling character next year. It'll just be a little tree.
Like, fuck, they sold a ton of those last year. 2 years ago, even.
My father-in-law is obsessed with the dancing one.
It's Sings. Yeah, I used to sell those.
He's pushed it so much, it doesn't work anymore.
Like, oh, damn.
It'll sing, but the animatronics don't work.
Damn it.
I know, right? Get him a new one.
But yeah, no, I'm excited.
Me too. And then you got Thor comes out next November.
Guess what I'm not excited about?
Thor. I am, because they're going to turn the Hulk into something different.
I mean, they're putting Doctor Strange in that movie too, so it's not all bad.
Well, it's the last... I mean, you had Black Panther before Infinity War, but it's the last one that really...
So what's the next Marvel movie you're looking forward to? Is it Guardians?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to all three next year.
Okay. I'm looking for Guardians. I really want to see the Spider-Man movie.
I think it's going to be really good.
I hope so, too. I like Spider-Man.
Amber's like, man, he plays a kid so well. I'm like, he's only 16.
He is a kid. They just keep getting younger Spider-Mans.
Could you imagine? Spider-Man. Even you now. I mean, you've been on sets with some people.
Yeah.
But you walk onto the set of Civil War with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans,
mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson,
mm-hmm.
Jeremy Renner,
mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo,
mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth, Don Cheadle, all those people.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Would you be a little starstruck?
Yeah. I was starstruck being in the room with Julie Louis Dreyfus just because I watched Seinfeld growing up. And like, I wasn't like, I'm not a huge Kevin Spacey fan or anything, but seeing him there,
still Kevin Spacey.
I was like, that's fucking Kevin Spacey. Like, I know who that is.
Yeah, right.
I've
watched your movie.
Yeah, before. And like, I didn't think I would be a starstruck person. Totally was. So I can only imagine a 16-year-old Gage getting to play, but he gets to be fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's Spider-Man.
Like,
he's Marvel.
Not only is he working with those people, he's fucking Spider-Man.
Is he Marvel's most iconic character?
Spider-Man
or Wolverine?
Marvel's most iconic character. That's tough. Even though I don't like, I'm not a big Marvel guy. But.
Right.
Wolverine. Marvel's most iconic. It's no, tough. I think it's Captain America.
Really?
I think it has been since the comics were made. Sure. I think it's been the whole time. Captain America has a game on the fucking Super Nintendo. Captain America and the Avengers. It's Captain America's. I mean, Spider-Man's got Super Nintendo games too, but Captain America's the most iconic Marvel character.
Okay, I'm going to show you this picture. It is basically all of Marvel's superheroes. The only X-Men on here is Wolverine.
Okay.
This was posed to me. Well, I posted to some guys at work.
Sure.
And we talked about it. create your own Avengers. Avengers.
I'm not even going to know who all these fucking people are.
You'll know most of them.
What Wolverine is that? That's some fan-made thing. Create my own Avengers.
You get six.
I get six. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Spider-Man.
Okay.
I'm taking Wolverine.
Okay.
Shit.
Who's your muscle?
I don't like the Hulk.
I didn't take the Hulk either.
Damn, I'm really not taking Hawkeye. Piece of shit. is that Ghost Rider?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm taking Rocket Raccoon and Groot. So there's four.
Are they together in the picture?
No, they're not. So I'm going to use up two spaces on them. And I don't even care.
You just love the coon in the tree.
That's... God damn it. Damn it, Shane.
Two more. You don't have any muscle.
I don't give a fuck. I got bombs in a tree.
That's true.
I got a guy that can't die. And Spider-Man. I'll take the Vision. Five.
That's a good one.
I like the Vision. He's
I think he dies.
He totally dies. He's gonna die.
Yeah.
One more. I'll take the fucking Hulk. Whatever.
Okay. Well, here, I'll roll you through.
Sure. Whatever you got her. That's my Avengers. That's the perfect Avengers. Make that happen, Marvel.
My buddy Jim. Now, all three of these guys are big Marvel. We're all movie buffs. We talk about it.
It's too bad. Just like DC.
They like DC too. Yeah. Just comic book movies in general.
Okay. Give me six Batman.
He took Iron Man.
Okay. That's too bad.
Wolverine.
Sure.
Scarlet Witch.
Interesting.
Which is weird. Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Spider-Man the Hulk.
Okay.
Dan took the new Fantastic Four, all four of them.
Stupid. What's wrong with Dan?
Well, he's a Dolphins fan too, so.
What's wrong with this guy? This shouldn't be your friend. This doesn't sound like a friend.
Doctor Strange and Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. My buddy Freddy put Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Wolverine.
Okay.
Cap.
Okay.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, sweet.
Luke Cage and the Hulk.
Okay.
I took Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther.
Sure.
Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man and Luke Cage.
Not a Marvel fan, but you gotta recognize they're not doing everything wrong. Anything else Marvel you want to talk about? We talk a lot about Marvel in this fucking show. When we get to the DC stuff. Suicide Squad comes out on DVD soon. It's not the best movie.
What?
Suicide Squad.
It was good.
It's worth watching.
Wonder Woman comes out next year.
Wonder Woman comes out next year.
I'm excited for that movie too. I think it's gonna be pretty good.
I'm pumped for Wonder Woman. It looks really good. And Gal did a good job at playing Wonder Woman in Batman vs Superman. One of the better parts of that movie, even though it was just totally
her entrance as Wonder Woman
all over the place. Got a fan question. If we got nothing else to talk about.
Uh oh.
Fan question from David. 3 weeks in a row, David.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for throwing us some questions here. Yeah. I'm going to double check Facebook, make sure there's no other questions coming in. I don't think there is.
I haven't got any notifications about it.
Oh, there's another one. Devin's got one too. And he's got a fucking long question again. First question from David.
Thanks, man.
What would you do if you had a time machine? Anything in the world. I think I know what your answer is.
Well, I'm not going to be... I mean, everybody knows,
sure, yeah,
knows what my answer is going to be, but...
With a time machine, what would you do?
Man.
I don't even know.
This is tough.
What would I do with the time machine? Man, I don't, not much about the past I want to go back to visit, because I don't have, like, a lot of the time periods that are sweet you could visit. No cell phones. Uh-uh. No internet. Uh-uh. What the fuck are you gonna do? I'd probably go back and like.
Would you go back and change anything?
That's what I was about to say. I'd probably change. I'd probably try and start into my acting career a little earlier, maybe be further along. But you know, you can't always control that kind of stuff.
I'm talking about like, is there anything in history you would go back and change?
Oh, history?
Yeah. I know there's aspects of our lives we'd go back.
You asking me if I'm going to go kill Hitler?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, the way things worked out, I mean, shit's bad all the time. Oh, yeah. And regardless if something's changed or not, I mean, it's not going to be perfect. So, I mean, oh, yeah, there's flags over the plane. I don't think I'd change anything.
I wouldn't either. I'd probably go back and want to meet somebody like Kennedy or somebody like that.
Sure. Hey, that's cool. I mean, before or after?
After. Go back and tell people to invest, like tell my families to invest in certain things.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Put some, we'll get some Apple stock before things take off. Yeah. Yeah.
Get that Macintosh stock.
Oh, rate. Yeah.
Hit the dirt cheap.
Yeah. And then, oh, look at that touchdown.
I need you all to destroy Miami.
That's fine.
I get that. Dan's the guy I have a $10 bet with that the Dolphins would have a better
record. Good. Well, we're up 13-0 right now. Yeah. So, hell yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
But, I mean, other than maybe like telling myself to maybe try a little better in school.
Sure.
But other than that, I don't.
Yeah, time machines are weird. I've seen so much shit on where the time machines just kind of fuck up everything in movies where I'm like, that's probably what's going to be the outcome if you have a time machine. Right. I ain't going to take any fucking chance.
My life's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't like their jobs. I mean, my job's tolerable. But
not just most.
But, you know, I come home to my own house. I own my own car. I have great family, great friends.
Yeah.
There's a few things in life that have been pretty shitty, but everybody goes through them eventually. I just had to go through it sooner than other people.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think there's anything fun I would do with a time machine.
I would maybe like go back and like see dinosaurs from like up in the air.
You gotta hope the time machine comes with you.
Well, yes.
Otherwise, you're stuck there with dinosaurs. Something like that. Yeah, that'd be cool. Second question from Devin. Thanks for submitting, Devin. I think you're also third week in a row here with a question on the show.
You guys are pretty consistent.
Little long one.
Oh, God.
Might take some thinking.
Shit.
It's Sunday. And I haven't even read this
yet. We don't think on Sundays.
If you could open a restaurant with any sports icon, past or present, who would you pick and what kind of restaurant would you open? This is his example. For me, I would open a barbecue chicken place with Shaq. He is obviously fun to be around. We could have a wing challenge where you have to eat more wings than Shaq in a given time period, and I think he'd be great at singing the Happy Birthday song. So, you get to open up a restaurant and get picked a theme with a sports athlete, sports icon. Who are you picking? You picking Jordan?
No.
No?
No. I can't pick him now.
Okay. Sure, you don't have to.
Man, I don't know.
Sports athlete. I've always really loved Barry Sanders. Of course, he didn't play for a team that I cheered for, but Barry Sanders, one of my favorites of all time.
I was going to say, I'll go Cal.
Yeah, Cal Ripken. I mean, goddamn. How can you not get that? Seafood? You don't even eat seafood. How would you open up a seafood restaurant? You don't even eat seafood. How are you going to judge the food that comes in the kitchen?
That's what Cal's job. That's his job.
That's Cal's job, to eat the food. Yeah. So you can be like, all right, Cal, I trust your judgment. Which you should do that anyway. Just trust Cal.
I do. He can be a total asshole, and I still do.
My restaurant would be, our specialty would be nachos. I don't know why. I like nachos.
With who?
Barry Sanders.
Oh.
Me and Barry slinging some chips and some queso. We'll call it so. You know, slinging some so and chips. We'll call it chi. So chi. See, it's already coming together here.
Barry Sanders. Turkey's a place in Russia.
Oh, good. So we can open up a restaurant there, too. So we can do both. We can be international.
Yeah, it sounds Asian. They walk in. Chips and salsa.
It's not just salsa. Some queso. Some so, you know.
What else are you going to serve?
Mozzarella sticks, but we're going to call them Mozzies.
So are you just going to have...
it's bar food. It's just terrible. It's just a bar food that you're like, well, I could go for some of these or some of those, but not really a full meal. You know, we'll have a secret menu where you can order a burger. But
every place has got a secret menu.
Yeah, we got a secret menu, but most of it should be, you know, that easy kind of stuff. Yeah.
Would you do it with anyone in history? Not just
a sports person? A history person.
Sports figure.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm trying to think, because I'm not a big history guy. I don't give a fuck about all that stuff. But, like, I'm trying to think of, like, an entertainment person that's not around anymore.
Kurt Cobain.
No, that guy's kind of a downer.
You think?
Yeah. He would just complain the whole time, I'm sure.
90s Nirvana all day, every day.
I mean, I don't know. Probably. I got nothing on top of my head. I mean, some of the bands I like. I mean, if I could do something with, like, if I get Pink Floyd together to put something cool together that's not music, I'd be like, well, I got Pink Floyd to open up a restaurant. Fucking try that. I got them to go in on something together. They don't like each other at all. I don't know. Probably something like that. It's just my choice. Hmm. What about you?
I have no idea.
No idea. Yeah. No just idea. Asking the right questions here. Mm-hmm. Anything else going on today? We're about 50-minute mark. We'll be getting out of here soon.
Christmas tree stayed up all night.
Shane had some problems with his Christmas tree.
Fell over twice.
Fell over twice. Because you bought a crooked Christmas tree. Or it stands crooked.
Could be a little both.
But we fixed it.
We did.
Not we, as in you and I, but me and Ethan. Yeah. Me and Ethan fixed the Christmas tree.
All else fails about outside stuff, call Ethan.
Yeah. He's supposed to be here today. Got a little wrapped up in his own Christmas tree.
I was like, he's getting his own Christmas tree today. First time he's got one, he said, in 3 years.
Is it important to have a Christmas tree for Christmas?
I feel it is.
Yeah.
Especially with sure. You don't have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it wouldn't be.
Would it feel like less Christmas if there was no tree?
Oh, yeah. It would just feel like so? There's nothing.
I mean, you've had one all 27 years of your life.
Yeah.
So have I. 26. But
even when, you know, back in school, we all were real busy, sports, mom, dad working.
Still had time for a tree?
Yep.
Still okay.
Put it up.
I mean, I don't think, if I didn't have a tree, I don't think I'd think less of the holiday.
I mean, now that I'm older, no, because, you know, the true meaning of Christmas, but.
Jesus' birthday? Yeah. I know what you mean. I know.
But I just, it wouldn't feel right.
Okay.
It'd be weird.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. Is your countdown to Christmas off by a day?
Yes, I haven't changed it today.
It's not, you're going to celebrate on the 26th. Christmas, is it weird that Christmas is on a Sunday? That's kind of weird, right?
Does it seem like I got to celebrate Christmas Eve on a Friday, on the 23rd.
Really? Mm-hmm. Her family? Uh-uh. No, we're doing our family stuff on the 25th, that Saturday, the 24th this year. Just because Sundays are so fucking. Even though it's Christmas, it's still a Sunday, and people don't want to do shit on a Sunday.
Well, the nice thing is we're all off Monday, so.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I'll give you the day. Oh, hell yeah.
We're off at Friday and Monday.
I'm sure you'll see me once or twice.
Probably.
Anything else going on? No?
No.
We're going to sit here and watch the football for us today, everybody.
Go get something to eat. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
I got your wrap paper to wrap gifts.
Okay. This episode's probably going to go up tomorrow anyway, so. No. As in Monday.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this on Monday, then I was right. If you're hearing this on a later day, either you fucked up or I fucked up.
More than likely, he fucked up.
More than likely. Anything else, Shane? Final words.
Enjoy the holiday season, everyone.
Well, we'll do more shows before that happens.
I know, I'm just saying.
Okay. Shane's just saying.
I will say at the end of every show.
Okay.
Continue to enjoy your holidays.
What about when we get hit to like March?
I mean, it'll stop after 2 years.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Later.